So in the Buddha Dhamma Citta is where is that which continues life after life, in which the karma and sankhara are stored. Because I'm used to calling this consciousness from in like yoga.
Consciousness.
Right? But in Buddha Dhamma, consciousness is I hear a sound, ear consciousness arises, I see a sight, sight consciousness arises, and then passes away. But the citta is storing the impressions or reactions, memories, karma.
You can't say that it stores. It is. It knows everything.
Okay. And is it personal?
Right? No.
So it's not your citta or my citta.
No. I mean, if you've been here long enough and I talk about the citta and you know that the citta is the citta, it's a universal characteristic of all beings.
Right.
Yeah? But it is like a diamond, you know, the citta is a diamond, yeah? I mean, however, what kind of facets you put on this diamond, yeah? The essence of the citta is the same, yeah? The essence of a diamond is a diamond, yeah? I mean, and then, you know, some people have very beautiful diamonds, other people have rough-cut diamonds, and so on, yeah?
I'm just, I have a background in like Advaita Vedanta, so it conceives of the universe and karma and all the rest of it in a certain way, so I'm sort of exiting that. I'm trying to understand. So then can you say that it's like, is that like the one consciousness or something like that, the citta?
It's not consciousness, yeah. I mean, it is everything and nothing, you know. Neither am I nor am I not. Yeah, I mean, that's what the Lord Buddha said.
Right. And
there, all the Buddhas are in there, in the citta. Yeah? Every arahant that passed, you know, is part of this citta.
In every non-arahant.
What?
In every non-arahant.
Yeah, but it is like, you know, I mean, you grab a piece of the cake, you know, the essence is still the cake, you know, but you say, ah, that's me.
Right.
Until you let go, and then the cake, you know, goes back to the big cake.
So, in a sense, one could almost say this is some form of identity, or some kind of beingness, as it were.
I mean, what can you say about one-pointedness? What can you say when the future and the past is in the same moment? Nothing. That is, you know, that is what is called, you know, I mean, that is called one-pointedness, and that is Nibbana. So you can't really say that Nibbana has an identity.
Well, the Buddhists seem to always say it's neither a self nor a not-self, you know. It's not,
neither, no. He didn't say neither itself or not-self. Neither am I, neither do I exist, nor do I not exist. Yeah? Don't even try to speculate about
it. Yeah, I'm more, but it is sort of taught or understood within the Buddha Dhamma that this, that somehow something is, I mean, the Buddhists believe in reincarnation, so something's traveling.
Yeah,
and it's
karma.
Taking karma.
No, not something is traveling. Yeah. Karma is traveling.
And it's not riding on the citta, as it were, within the citta.
It rides for every, it rides down, you know, I mean, you can call it Akashic Records or something like that, what every citta has done, but it is universal. It's not a personal record. It's a universal record.
Even though this entity is doing the karma, is creating the karma.
Yes. And it comes back to you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it strikes me that something has to, there's something to which the karma has to attach.
Yeah, to the citta.
Yeah.
That's why I said, you know, you grab a piece of the cake, yeah? And you think it is you. And as long as you think it is you, you create this karma and you suffer. Yeah?
Yeah.
And the moment you understand that has nothing to do with you, you let go and then and then the cake falls back into its place.
So beyond that, one can't say citta is some kind of universal consciousness or mind.
Because there is no universe, you know, in the citta.
It's empty.
It's all and everything. And nothing.
Okay.
Don't even try to understand. You just get crazy.
When you say heart, or all Thai masters say heart, you're speaking of citta.
Yes. Heart and citta is pretty much the same thing when I talk about it.
Okay. And that...
We need this concept. You have to understand, we need all these concepts, yeah? To overcome, yeah? To understand what is going on and to let go of it, yeah?
Okay.
But then, in the end, there are no concepts.
Right.
There just is. It's a pure being, or it's a pure knowingness, or it's a pure whatever you call it, yeah?
Right.
And Lungta Mahabua, yeah? Called Af, yeah? The defiled citta.
Right.
And he, as an Arahant, has a pure citta. Yeah?
Yeah.
So it's a purity. Yeah? It's rid of all the defilements. Yeah?
Yeah. Therefore, the citta of the Arahant is empty.
The citta of the Arahant is empty.
And the others, it's all the defilements that's come out of
it. Is especially, you know, I mean, it is our will, our wish, you know, our desire. Yeah? Hmm?
To be the Arahant,
yeah, to be or to not to be or to want, not to want, yeah, and so on. To like and not to like, that is, yeah. That's the problem, yeah. And with every liking, you know, you create problems. With every dislike, you create problems.
Is that part of the, in the design of the monasticism, of becoming a bhikkhu, of ordaining? It strikes me that, like, the Buddha's, like, basically cutting off all avenues for like and dislike, so you don't get to indulge your like and dislike.
So yeah, I mean, that is one thing, yeah. But also, you know, to cut down on the senses. I mean, when you go in the town, I mean, you're flooded with all the senses.
Yeah. I've often wondered, it's like, does it for the... When you ordained, does it seem like because the Buddha was the great spiritual genius and
the system of
that. Sorry.
So what?
So you don't say that the karma or sankara are stored in citta. It just karma has its own momentum, as it were.
It is attached to the citta.
Okay, yeah. Like that.
Of course, it has to be attached to the defiled citta. Yeah?
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just like other things, yeah?
Memory?
Yeah, memory, sanya, yeah. Memory, you know, and thoughts and so on are all attached. You know, it is like a cloud, you know, I mean, clouding
clouding
essence
the purity of the
citta. And when the citta is, when you're reborn, you know, I mean, this cloud goes into the next life, yeah?
Right.
But the problem is, you know, I mean, before you go into the next life, you go back to your house and keep store the things that you did in this life, yeah? And then take, yeah, for the next trip, you take the things that you need, yeah? Or you don't need.
Yeah. And the purifying.
Think about it in a practical way, you know, because it is not really important that we understand this, yeah? It is important that we walk the way.
Yeah. It's just curious to know. Yeah. Anyway,
I mean, go
you basically
into,
answered my question.
Yeah,
so it's fine.
Yeah. Go into Apana Samadhi and then you know what is the purity. Yeah? But that is, of course, that is too difficult. So we want to know, you know, and that is part of our vita. We want to know, we want to understand. Yeah. But we are not able, because we only want to understand with our brain, yeah? So we want to read, we want to understand, yeah? It can be useful, yeah? But in the end, the heart has to understand, the citta has to understand what is going on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Do you feel there's some utility in having like a kind of basic roadmap and then leaving it and practicing it?
The roadmap is Buddha and investigation. That's the roadmap. Very simple. But it's too simple for us, yeah? Huh? Because we like complicated things. The more complicated, the more it is interesting.
To a point.
Yeah?
To a point, yeah.
Unless it makes us crazy, then it is not.
Yeah. Okay, thank you.
Regarding citta, I've been noticing since last time I was here, more acutely. I remember you said, by the way, that you people may not want to let go of avijja, and because they're afraid, basically. So I'm feeling...
No, they don't want to let go of self. And that is before you let go of avijja. I mean, if you enter samadhi, yeah? If you enter upachara samadhi, your thoughts and memories that make up yourself, yeah?
Yes.
You don't want to let go of that. That's why you can't enter samadhi.
Yes, because I noticed that, especially... I don't know, maybe because I have the opportunity now to feel all of this come up, to see all of this come up, that I do not want to let go of my programming because I'm scared. It's like...
Of course we are scared.
And
But who scares you?
I don't know. It's more like I...
it's the Kalesas who are scared. It's not you who are scared.
It's more like I'm just... Should I do this? Should I do that? Because if I don't do that, I may get punished or stuff like that. And it's like, it's so weird.
You're fighting the Kalesas with the Kalesas and they laugh in the background.
Fighting the Kalesas with Kalesas.
Huh?
Shouldn't that destroy? Shouldn't that, you know?
Yeah, and they sit in the background and have a good laugh, you know? It's really entertaining for them.
Oh, it's like a mock battle.
Yeah.
All right.
You have to fight the Kalesas with Dhamma. Yeah? What is scare? What is free? What is fear? Yeah.
What is fear?
Yeah. Investigate it.
I think I've come up with an answer for that, like a preliminary answer for that.
Yes, and that is the answer of the Kalesas. It's not the answer.
It's like I don't even know how to let go of, like you know. I'm afraid to be free, basically. I'm afraid to just walk around the world without any programming and stuff.
Do you have some lakes in the Philippines?
Lakes?
Lakes?
Yeah, like in Manila there's a huge lake.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And, yeah, when you're at the side of the lake or from a high point, you know, I mean, just jump in the lake. Are you afraid?
Yes, exactly, because... What if, like, I do that, I jump, yeah. And then people will be like, and society will be like,
no, it's not about this, you know, it's about the fear in that you hit the ground, yeah, and then you die.
And because nobody else feels that fear, it's just me,
of
so
course.
I don't know why it's so real.
Of course it is real, you know, yourself is real, yeah, because that's what the Kalesas do, they make these things real,
but
they are
universal.
Not real. The moment you poke at it, you know, I mean, it disperses. Yeah, of course. The moment you say, unsure, yeah, and then you say, not no, and then it disappears.
I just jump into the lake, basically.
Yeah.
I will, okay. I will
try it out in Manila.
I will try it out perhaps in an hour, I don't know. This is a safe environment, after all. And they're related to that. I don't know if... I seem to have this fear of, again, experiencing extremes of emotion. Extreme joy, extreme anger. It's like I have a fear of experiencing tragedy and comedy.
Yeah.
And would it be answered, not answered, but would it be like bypassed, not in a bad way, by jumping into the lake as well?
You can try that, yeah.
Feeling the intensity of the...
Yeah, but then allow this intensity to be there and investigate.
Okay.
Yeah.
And that's why you need samadhi, which I don't have much of.
It all points down, you know, all points down to samadhi. If you don't
have
samadhi, yeah.
Yeah.
If you don't have a rest, you know, where you can really relax, yeah. Because... Yeah, it is like a little kid, you know, I mean, that goes out in the world and it's bothered by all these things, yeah, I mean, it will run to home. It will run home, and the parents said, "Okay, everything is fine." Yeah. And then, you know, once it got its energy back, then it runs out in the world again. And that's us, yeah?
But then samadhi is like a higher, it's like, it's better than sleep, right?
Yes, of course.
So you must, it's more like, well, of course you have to prefer samadhi to sleep. Okay, I think that's all I need. I have a roadmap. Thank you.
Ask the question, you know, whenever these things are coming in, what is intensity? What is fear? Let me feel it, let me experience it, and don't put a label on it.
If I investigate it, isn't that kind of putting labels on the aspect?
No.
No?
Investigation is asking questions, it's not putting labels on it.
I see.
We ask the questions, and the citta has to answer this question.
I don't preempt or prematurely answer.
No. You think about the questions, you know, and then you get an answer.
Like,
and that this is the answer of the kilesas, yeah? And that's how they fool you.
I don't force an answer, basically. I just wait for the answer to come up.
You wait for the answer to come up, yeah? And the answer is not in form of thoughts. It is in form of knowing. And that's very different, yeah?
Yeah.
It's like you have your car, you know, outside, you know, and your engine is running and your radio is on full blast, you know. You don't hear the heart. You don't see the nature. So your mind engine is running at high speed, yeah?
Yeah.
How can you notice what is going on in the heart? You have to shut off the mind engine before you actually know what is going on in the heart.
Yeah, that's my running problem. It's like I have like, here there's no... Well, ideally, we aren't supposed to use our smartphones, but I have this like entertainment system which entertains me.
Yeah.
So yeah,
you have to get rid of it.
No, seriously,
it's not only you who has this entertainment system; everybody has it.
But people seem to get bored, and I'm like, no, I'm fully content.
Yeah. You get bored because you do only one thing: puto, and then after 2 minutes, you're bored.
Yeah, and then
you want your entertainment to start.
Yeah, it's all here, which sucks.
And then you replace the entertainment with buddho.
Yeah, that's what I try to do.
Remember when you learn to walk or when you learn to talk, it's the same thing. You get up, fall over, get up, fall over, get up, fall over, until you can stay longer and then
physical
you can
therapy.
Start to walk. Yeah, that's the same thing, meditation.
Yeah.
It's a practical skill. Okay, enough. Enough is enough. I mean, you could have asked all these questions yesterday. More time.
When I don't
Zoom session.
I was here yesterday. Zoom session.
What?
Can I ask questions?
Yeah, but very short. Yeah.
Okay.
I have some other things to do. Not really. We have to learn to walk first, before we can run, yeah?
Okay. Thank you.